Hello and welcome to this special spotlight on Greece. I'm Jan van der Made. And what a week it was for Greece. It all started 2 weeks ago with the sudden announcement of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to hold a referendum on what people thought about the deals that consist of debt restructuring in exchange for austerity. And in this program we'll listen to the voices of the ordinary Greeks and what they had to say about the referendum and its aftermath.
To be honest with you, nobody can really tell what yes stands for and what no stands for. However, it is the first time after 45 years that the Greek people are actually being asked through a referendum to take a political stand, which is quite interesting.
Katharina Trimi, a lawyer, one day before the referendum.
Launching the referendum with a ballot that contains a very long paragraph, including sentences in English, which are the titles of documents exchanged between the Greek government and Greece's lenders, was a mistake.
Dimitros Soteropoulos, a political scientist. The Greek people suffer increasingly under the yoke of the austerity program. Restaurant owner Georgia Blaho.
This summer we see more people, but people that are skeptical to spend money. So you may see some people ordering just one salad and sharing one salad, which is not really, you know, something that upgrades our financial position, you know. We are a family business. This means that all our family members help around without having a salary. And even we have to borrow individually some money to invest in the business in order to keep us going. We cannot just surrender, you know, and commit suicide. We've seen that this happening in the past 5 years. Many, many Greek people have committed suicide because they couldn't find a way of getting out of their financial difficulties. But we have to fight for our children. We have to fight for a better future, you know.
Mr. Kostis just drew 60 euro, the daily limit, out of a cash machine of his bank.
The responsibility for this, it's in the Central European Bank. This is the responsible for this, not the Greek government, because they stopped the liquidity in the Greek banks, and this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. They have betrayed us, because they should never have stopped the liquidity to the Greek banks. I think that we are not going to become a European Union if the whole Europe doesn't act like a union.
And then on Sunday, 7 July, voting starts. Anastasos is a rich kid, and he voted no.
Thankfully, my parents have good salary. However, I do have friends who have been really heavily affected by it. We're not the poorest family, but we can realize what's going on around us.
Panderis is afraid a no vote will destroy the country.
We don't know the consequences of this uncertain no vote and what will bring to this nation that has suffered 5 strong years of austerity that was aiming to a better day, not to a complete destruction of the social fabric and of the country.
And then the unbelievable victory of no, 61% of people supported. On Sunday evening, Haris Golemis of the ruling Syriza Party's Central Committee is celebrating.
We're so happy that, in fact, even for us, it's an unbelievable victory of the Greek people, but also a victory for Europe. It's the first time that there is a government in Europe that dares to say no to neoliberal rule. And it's a victory for all of us.
And what's going to happen now?
What is going to happen now? Now, let us celebrate this evening. We will go to Brussels and start again negotiating for a better agreement.
But Leanna, who voted yes, doesn't like it a bit.
I'm very angry with the governments that represented Greece, and particularly with the present government. Aside from the lack of experience. There is no consistency in their ideology or agenda, and they misrepresent reality. I think that is yet another example of self-serving, egocentric political reasons rather than the goal of the task of saving Greece and going along with one voice.
Nor does George. He doesn't think people who voted no are stupid, but still.
You have a population who is generally lacking completely of education. Education in a broader sense, I mean. So they are not able to judge. They are following whatever is told to them, and they are following the easiest solution, unfortunately, all the time. They think by saying something, it will happen the easy way. They cannot understand there is no easy way. They have to understand that you have to work to gain something.
Dr. Pernikos feels desperate now, and after the no vote, he's made up his mind.
If Greece goes back to the drachma, we will not have not only medicine, but not even bandages for our patients. There is no future for a doctor in Greece to practice his profession in an acceptable way, as is in the guidelines of any Western country. The only option for a doctor is to immigrate.
But at least the tourists keep coming and bringing in some of the badly needed cash, says shopkeeper Michael in the Plaka region.
Crisis for Greek, not for the tourist. The crisis for Greek. The tourists, they hear about Greece and they come anyway. Here everything works perfect for the tourist. The only problem is with the banks, that we can make transactions for us, not for the tourists. The tourists, they don't have problem.
Craig from New Zealand said he had the best time of his life in Greece.
We've been in the islands, you know, down in the Greek islands. We've been to Santorini and just been here for a couple of days before we fly out back home. Nobody mentions it unless we mention it. I mean, there's places that you can only use cash, which is fair enough. We've got euros with us, but other than that, we're enjoying it. It's been fine.
And now what? Again, a deadline is waiting this coming Sunday, where the EU will decide once more on proposals brought forward by Greece. But on the ground in Athens, opinions remain very divided.
The prospects of Greece remaining in the Eurozone are very bleak. The lenders of Greece have no reason whatsoever, first, to sit down again at the negotiating table with Greece, and second, if they do sit down at the negotiating table, why would they ever accept a list of reforms which would be more lenient and less beneficial for them as lenders?
It is going to be hard. We might have our drachma back, but we will start building a new country with a new economy.
We want the EU to be the EU of the people, not the EU of the companies, of capitalism. It's not about left or right. It's about the people's voice being heard.
I'm positive. I think we'll go right. Whatever happens, okay, we'll live. Okay, I don't care. Okay, we'll make it.
And with that, we end this special spotlight on Greece. From me, Jan van der Made. Goodbye.